This is Dr. Joe Webb with the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on industry profits for the first quarter of 2011. This is being recorded on June 14th, 2011. And all this is copyright 2011 by What They Think. Let's jump right in and go to slide 3. The first quarter profits of the U.S. commercial printing industry have been estimated by us, based on the Commerce Department data, at $820 million. That was slightly less than the fourth quarter, and that's kind of okay because the first quarter is just tends to be a smaller quarter than the fourth quarter. But the fourth quarter was revised down from $1.11 billion to $860 million. For the year of 2010, the profits before interest and taxes were revised down from $3.4 to $2.89 billion. Now, part of that revision was the change in their estimate of historical printing shipments. They basically took out $2 billion or so that they felt their more reliable statistics had been overestimating the size of the printing business during that time. So that's a lot of what that was. For the last four quarters, we're up to $3.5 billion in profits. So we are always running four-quarter moving totals so that we have an annualized number all the time that we're comparing against. And that figure of the four quarters moving total has now been positive or been profitable for the last six quarters. And that's terrific. So we're in a situation of rising profits. We're actually in a situation of deteriorating sales levels, as we saw from April's shipments, which were the worst April on an inflation-adjusted basis in our history that we can go back to. We can go back to 1993. So in those 18 years, that was the worst April in that regard. So you have profit levels rising. We're going to see in a chart coming up that capacity utilization is actually low and not doing well. So how are we making profits? How does this happen? Well, it happens because the weakest printing companies are out of the business. So they keep getting pushed out, so we're not dragged down by their losses. We're not necessarily getting improved capacity utilization by the people who are left. It's just that they know how to do things better. So the new saw, I guess, that I keep trying to perpetuate is that we have to stop producing unprofitable things, and that's basically what's been going on. The profits are still going to be under a lot of pressure. We have yet to come close to our last peak of profits, which was on a four-quarter moving total basis, the first quarter of 2007. Now that's almost that's about 10 months before the recession, or 8 months before the recession actually started. And at that time, we were at $5.11 billion. We have to go up by more than four times to get to the levels that we saw in the late 1990s. So these are the kinds of things that keep consolidation activities very, very strong. And a lot of the consolidation is not necessarily intentional, which is what happens during these kinds of periods. The April shipments were extremely concerning to us because they were so bad on an inflation-adjusted basis. But they were kind of flat with the prior 2 years. They're just a little less bad. And from a longer perspective, they were pretty bad. We're not expecting them to improve a whole lot. We've been watching very carefully the use of media and what's going on with things like tablet PCs and smartphones and the like. And we think that the fourth quarter of this year is not going to be as good or even close to being as good as the fourth quarter of 2010. We're also seeing still a dramatic uptake of products like the Amazon Kindle, and just more and more use of broadband. We have broadband at record usage levels. 84% of households have broadband, and it plays a much bigger role in the dissemination of information than print does. We're getting confirmation of this from much of the data from the Postal Service, where you have things like direct mail distributed at a discounted rate. You know, standard mail is the overall category for it. It's kind of holding its own, but it's at low levels compared to the past. But you still have a very, very strong drop in first-class mail. And that hasn't been particularly helpful in terms of the printing industry. The Postal Service is not doing a very, very good job at all competing against the new media or helping the printing industry move ahead. So we're still constrained on profits because paper prices are still quite high compared to the business level of printers. And we're getting squeezed from the cost side, and we're also getting squeezed from the market side, where printing prices are not doing very, very well compared to the producer price index of competitive products such as computer-based communications. So let's take a look at our latest charts. Slide 4, you see the profits coming up, and then if you look at that top level in Q1 2007, which is the most recent high point of profits, it's a $5.11 billion, as we said. So we need a little bit less than a 50% rise to get there. And we're still quite a ways off from that $15.4 billion that we had in the first quarter of 2000. The next slide, slide 5, shows the capacity utilization. And as you know, we're not believers in capacity utilization as an economic indicator at all. So you see capacity utilization sitting at a very, very low level, and our profits are going up. So someone explain that, please. And then slide 6, the paper companies. The blue line is the paper industry profits, just short of $13 billion for the last four quarters. And you see their sales level is actually low compared to history. And it has picked up a little bit, but they've been squeezing out a better bottom line in this process, and part of it is the increase in prices. And what are we supposed to do with these kinds of things? I think we just have to keep assuming that prices are going to go up for our raw materials, and it becomes all the more important for us to make sure that we inflation adjust our history so that we can actually see what the real trends are in our businesses. So slide 7 shows the multipliers to use, and if you sit down with your accountant, or you could do them yourself in an Excel spreadsheet, take your income statement of 2006 and multiply all the numbers by 1.12, just like on the chart. And your 2007 one, do the same thing until you get to your statements for this year so far. So 2010, we already see a 3.1% difference compared to where we are right in 2011. This is a very, very serious problem, and it's not being given enough attention by the Federal Reserve, who still believes that they're going to make everything better by increasing the supply of money. So that's the environment that we're in, and that's the environment that we have to navigate, and I hope this report helps you do that. So we'll look forward to chatting with you again next quarter when we have the data for the second quarter of 2011. Thank you very much.